Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Wilson. I'm flying solo today. We are talking about how to heal from damaged discs. So if you have had been diagnosed, let's say with a disc bulge or disc herniation, or maybe it's a degenerative disc condition, like a DJD or DDD, which stands for degenerative disc disease or degenerative joint disease, listen up, because what do you do if you have a disc problem? And how do you potentially heal from a disc injury or a degenerative disc disease? Now, there's a caveat here. Degenerative disc disease is not an actual disease. They argue about this. Same thing with degenerative joint disease. It's not an actual disease. It's a condition. It's a process, but it can be stopped. It can be slowed down. It can certainly be reduced or prevented. And so don't think of it as like Alzheimer's, and don't think of it as this relentless process that's going to happen as like cancerous, that's out of your control, if you will. Although that can be argued too with Alzheimer's and cancer. But the point is, don't look at it as a disease as much as a condition of the spine that certainly can be influenced. And so let's talk about how to heal from damaged discs and what to do to prevent the progression of that. And so if you know somebody who has a disc problem, this would be a great thing to share with them. If they've been diagnosed with a disc problem, or they just know they have a bulging or herniated discs in their either back or neck or wherever that might be, this is a great episode to share. The question that you have to ask yourself is, can the discs in your spine actually heal? And what's the best way to heal those discs? And again, whether someone has a bulge or herniation, they tend to freak out because the levels of pain and oftentimes like the sense of hopelessness that exists there. The first thing that comes to people's minds is drugs. And then oftentimes the next step would be injections and physical therapy, which then often leads to surgery. I've seen this happen too frequently where that is the general sequence of events. Drug, injection, PT, surgery. It happens. And don't get me wrong, you know, an injection can numb that area and take the edge off, or a drug can certainly help to do the same. And PT can help to strengthen the core, and certainly, you know, physical therapy has its place for an acute situation that needs rehabbed, getting ranges of motion back after a surgery, etc. But if we're not addressing the underlying cause of why it happened in the first place, not only is it not going to heal properly, you're likely going to continue suffering with the same type of problem, even after you had the drug, injection, or surgery. So addressing the underlying cause is vitally important. And a drug, PT, surgery option, you know, is dependent on the person. There are certainly times where that's absolutely necessary. But just masking a problem is certainly, at best, just going to buy you time. What you have to know is the disc, after puberty at least, it loses most of its blood supply. And so it begins to rely entirely on spinal motion in order to get nutrients into the disc, and ultimately how it's going to heal and repair. So think of a sponge that soaks up water and releases water. That's how the disc functions, and it needs constant replenishment of that nutrition. And there are four things that you need to recover or heal from a damaged disc. You need motion. This is what brings in that nutrition, that call it blood supply, into the disc. That increased motion is going to help send those nutrients that the blood supply would otherwise give. And so by unloading and loading the disc, and that is one of the reasons why for our patients, we recommend a wobble routine exercise. It's on a chair, a wobble disc, you sit on it and you go through a certain routine of exercises to help with the spinal discs and the spinal motion. And so you give the disc the nutrition it needs to heal. Number two, specific corrective adjustments to misaligned spine. So x-rays would be needed in order to see exactly where that is, but you can see where those discs are going to have problems by looking at the x-rays. Now, x-rays are not going to show you discs. It's not going to show you soft tissue. Everyone knows that. What I'm telling you is that you can predict where you're going to get disc problems by looking at the x-rays. The alignment, again, the position is going to dictate where those discs are going to be loaded or unloaded, if it's evenly or unevenly. You can see that on x-rays. Correcting bad postural patterns. And this is not just standing up straight, it's subconscious. It's controlled at the level of the cerebellum. So correcting posture has to be subconscious. That's one of the reasons why with patients, we give them spinal exercises and rehabilitation with body weights, with head weights, with the weighting system, whether it's hip weights or chest weights or it's head weights. All of this is a reactive and it's a reflexive exercise. And what I mean by that is it's utilizing reflexes. And so it's training the muscles and the ligaments without you thinking about it. It's got to be trained at the level of the cerebellum if it's going to be long lasting. And then general strengthening movements to help extend the spine. So what I mean by extend is decompress the spine with certain spinal exercises. It's all about stabilizing the muscles around the spine to help extend the spine and allow that pressure to come off of that disc. It's one of the reasons we give exercises, very specific strengthening exercises to help unload that spine and correct that. Here's the thing. There's always a cause. And by looking for the cause, you have a better chance of solving the actual problem. But you've got to look at the underlying problems. Without looking at the underlying problems, what I find is a lot of people are just flying in the dark, not really knowing what caused their disc problem to begin with. And they certainly don't have a good natural preventative strategy from not only keeping that getting worse, but to heal naturally. And so that's the reason why we do what we do. We believe that we exist to relieve unnecessary pain and suffering. And we do that naturally, non-drug, non-surgical. And we have offices all over the country that ultimately specialize in what I'm talking about today. So if that's you or you know somebody who needs help, send them this episode. This would be a great way to introduce them to Max Living. And send this episode to them. And if you or someone you know or love needs to find a doctor or wants to find a doctor, it's very simple. You just get on maxliving.com and find a clinic. And it's very simple to find a clinic near you.